Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The Big Ten double complete Sunday on of Todd Yeagley's Big Ten regular season champs. The Soccer Hoosiers won their 16th Big Ten tourney title. Sammy Sarver's goal in the 38th minute, standing up as J.T. Harms recorded the shutout. The Hoosiers win 1-0 over Penn State.
They're all special. This one was unique, and I do think it will be one I'll remember with a warm heart, because it just shows the resilience and kind of how IU can find its way. Some years it's more the committee, and there's not only one way to do it. I think this group has certainly been a committee group, and you know, Sammy's done a lot in our scoring, certainly when we weren't firing it. But you know, our team defending has been fantastic from front to back. They're all different. Every one of them is special. This one won't be taken away. It's ours, and now it motivates you to go and get another one. Reset, and then you try to go for the crown jewel.
Crown jewel being the big prize, the NCAA championship. Sarver, by the way, the offensive player of the tournament. Hugo Bacharach and Maloon Kumbali, along with Sarver, made the all-tournament team. Indiana now 12-4-4, enters their 34th consecutive NCAA tournament, winning Sunday's tourney title. Broncos-Bills, Monday Night Football pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And now there are but four in Class 5A. Gabe Johnson's second-ranked South Panthers won its first regional in 4 years with a convincing second half that put away Evansville North back on Friday night at Huff Memorial 42-21.
No question, Joe. It was just, I was telling our staff, since I've been head coach, we haven't been able to get over this kind of hump, and now we're trying to get over a hump that we haven't been able to accomplish since 1998. That's the goal, but it was, at this point, you know, it's not about me or our coach, but our kids and the experiences that we can give them. And you know, we've got to be ready for everyone's best punch. We know that everyone's going to come out, have wrinkles, and do whatever they're going to do to try to beat us, and we're going to do the same. And you know, everyone tells you right now it's about surviving, and it is. It, you know, win by one or win by 21, it's the same result for us. So we just want to win the game.
And that's the name of the game right now, this late date in November for Gabe Johnson and crew. They'll match 8-game winning streaks with Decatur Central Friday night in Indianapolis. You win there, and you're in the 5A state title game on the 24th at Lucas Oil Stadium. Decatur Central is 10-2. Denver in Buffalo tonight. Monday Night Football pregame at 7:30.
No weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.